It's Acadiana Matters. I'm Sean Murphy with Keith Guidry of the Lafayette Public Library. I'm so excited. The card is out and it's a collector's edition, limited edition. It is these beautiful cards, the library cards. And I know a lot of people do collect these. Let's jump in. They're available now. They just were released.
Just like you said, this is a limited edition. We've done this for 10 years now, so it's fantastic. This is the 10th card of an ongoing series that features a local artist. And what we do every year, we get to get art from a local artist. We work with them to celebrate our community and the library services. We've been very, very lucky to have supportive community, especially these artists. You know, just the stories that you hear. Whenever we asked Lindsay Kroll, who was the artist, she does In Bloom Visual Arts. We asked Lindsay to do the art card. We asked her what inspired her. It's done of the main library. She did it. It's pretty amazing. You'll get a chance to see it. You can get one now in any library branch. She said it's a love letter to the downtown branch of the public library. She has so many childhood memories of story time, shag carpeting, quiet nooks, just hours spent getting lost in another world and heading home with more books that she could carry. So it was a castle of excitement and possibilities. She says, while the shag carpet's long gone, the comfort, community, and the wonder it provides still remain. So we are truly grateful. She did a beautiful rendition of the main library downtown, and you can tell she's got a real feel for it, a real connection.
I understand that she has some other works that we've probably seen all around town.
Sure, absolutely. If you've been by Borden's Ice Cream, if you've been by Judy Finn, she's done a lot of places. Old Time Grocery, I was out there this week, and she's done so many of these. Her art is on Facebook, it's on the website, and she just does some beautiful work, and for a lot of us, these are touchstones. You know, it's more than just buildings. These are places where we've made memories. Just like at the Lafayette Public Library, this year we're celebrating our 80-year anniversary, so we're super excited that 80 years of serving the community in Lafayette Parish.
This is exciting stuff, and I'm sure that with the 80th anniversary, there is going to be lots of special treats to go along with it and exciting things to talk about. I want to talk about back to school. You know it's here.
Mm-hmm.
With these library cards, the limited edition, if you already have a library card, like to get the limited, if you're one of the ones that collected all these other library cards and you want the 10th one, do you purchase it?
You can. You can come in. Like, a lot of people have their own library card memorized. They've had their card for years and years. So if you don't want to change your library card number, you can come in and you can just buy a replacement card for $1. Don't activate it, but you get to go home with a wonderful collection. They're limited edition, just like we said. I think there's 3,000 that we have going around the system right now. They do go out. You know, people collect them, and I do have good friends that have had all 9 so far, so I know that they'll be chomping at the bit to come and get their 10th in a limited series. It's really exciting. If you live, work, or go to school, our own property in Lafayette Parish, you can come in and get a library card. You just have to bring a photo ID, maybe a work ID or something like that. If your address isn't correct on your license, then just bring in a piece of mail with that, or maybe a rental check or something. And then for students, have their student IDs, whether you're over at South Louisiana Community College, UL Lafayette, or if you're in the Lafayette Parish school system, then what you can do is you can actually use your student ID as a library card. So there's a lot of information about the library cards. You just go to our website and click on the services tab at the top, LPL services. And from there, you'll see a tab that says your library card, and all the information is there. It's all in black and white, really easy to understand, and we just want the Lafayette Public Library to be incorporated into your daily life.
And you make it so easy at the Lafayette Public Library. You've got the computer classes, you've got the book clubs, career-focused programming, author visits. There's so much. Take-home crafts. There's something for every single age. And we're excited about this new art card. So if you haven't collected it, now is the time. They are released this week. So I am so excited. I can't wait to see what next year is going to hold and what new artists
exactly. You're
going to bring in.
Well, we love it so far. It's been 10 years of just hitting home runs with these local artists. And it's an ongoing series. It showcases the arts. It showcases our community. And also just keeps you reminded about the Lafayette Public Library.
Thank you so much, Keith Guidry with the Lafayette Public Library.
Sean, we appreciate you so much.